Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brechum. Tonight we are having a conversation on how we can navigate tech careers, a modern parent's guide. I started off by sharing with us how I found myself in a state of confusion, not really knowing exactly what program to do in the university. Tonight I have with me in the studio Miss Winifred Cutting, and she is the CEO for Eagles Innovations, and she is also a tech career coach. She would be having this conversation with me. Miss Winifred Cutting, you're welcome.
Thank you, Adobia.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening as we have our conversation on how we can navigate technology careers or tech careers, especially for the modern parent. And we are saying modern parents because we are in an age where technology is playing a role in almost everything, from the phones we use, the gadgets that we use at our different workplaces. Technology plays a role. And because of that, we have seen that people are moving into that industry or that space. But then when it comes to children or when it comes to young adults, parents play a role in guiding them when it comes to their careers. I gave an example with a story that I shared earlier where after senior high, I was in the state of, okay, I did science in school. I can do any subject related to science, but what exactly do I do? And I remember my dad making an effort for me to meet this lecturer friend of his, and I think it was a very good thing he did, because back then there was a lot about computers that had just sprung up, and this lecturer really gave me a good idea. I went ahead to choose the program that I did. So we just want to look at this for the different persons who may be listening to us. They may not necessarily be parents, they could just be guardians or even Sunday school teachers, like I mentioned, and from time to time they would have to just guide their words as to what to do. So before we get into it, I know that my parents played a very critical role, as I said, and so we just want to find out first from our listeners if your parents played any role when it came to the choice of career. You can just share with us on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. So I'm going to ask you, Winifred, did your parents play any role or did they influence your choice of career in the first place?
When I discovered tech and thought I wanted to pursue a career in tech, I came home from vacation. I informed my parents, and they were so kind. Just like in your case, they also found me a resource, and I just want to use this opportunity to also thank them, Jacob Cotin and Comfort Cotin. So they got me someone who was working as the head of IT, and then the person explained to me, he actually gave me three options. He said there's networking, and then there's also hardware, and then there's software. And I told him I wanted to do software engineering because I thought that was the most interesting of all the options, and it represented my creative talent, which I wanted to explore in tech.
Interesting. So you said when you discovered tech, I just want to ask, how did that start for you, or what even started it for you in the first place to lead you to wanting to do tech and then discussing that with your parents?
I think this sends me back down memory lane. So I discovered tech, interestingly, in the chemistry lab. Okay. So I also read science, general science. And during my time, we had science resource centers where we used to go and actually have practical laboratory sessions, which was very different from the theory sessions we used to have. And around that time, we were fortunate to be introduced to computer-aided laboratory experiments, especially titration in the chemistry class. So during one of those sessions, we had a laptop for the first time, and then our lecturer had used the titration which was aided by a computer. So all the readings, acid-base reactions, came on the screen. And it was very, very exciting because I'd never seen a computer before. I knew the television set, and it certainly wasn't dynamic. You didn't have anything happening. It was videos that were being shown. Yeah. So that was very exciting and intriguing for me. So I remember I stopped the class. I kept asking questions, and I was told it was called a computer. And it worked through, something was programmed on it. In fact, I don't remember much of what was said, but I was so intrigued, I kept asking questions. So fortunately for me, when I got home, I also discovered my father had a laptop from work, and it just sealed everything. And I said, this is exactly what I want to do with my life. And that's the beginning of my career in tech.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, this is Geek Squad with Adobia Brichim. I have with me in the studio Winifred Cotting, and she has been sharing with us how she started her tech career and how her parents played a role in that. And I want to hear from you also. Have your parents influenced your choice of career? If yes, how? And if you're also doing anything in tech, you can let us know, and how your parents influenced you. For me, I think it was the cousins who were older than me, those who are around. I saw them do science programs. I saw them do engineering programs. And because of that, I felt, okay, this is something that I know for sure. I didn't really like biology. I didn't really like chemistry. So if it's physics, if it's math, I'm okay. So something engineering, yes, that would be of interest. But to the specific one, I didn't know back then until I met with the resource person who says doing something in computer engineering would help. And so that's how come I started my path there. But it's just interesting to know that our parents played a role there. And it's good you just gave shout out to yours. I would also just take this opportunity to just wish my mom a belated birthday. Wish she was celebrating her birthday yesterday. So yes, thank you so much for also sharing me when it comes to my tech career, and just being a source of encouragement and support to me, Mrs. Elizabeth Akresi. Okay, so now we just want to find out, how do we decide for a parent who has a teen or a young adult, someone is in contact with such a person, how do we decide what tech career is best for this person?
I would want us to define what a tech career is in the first place, and then we'll discuss how what is best. So technology is very, very broad, and I think that's why we're having this conversation. Yeah. Because unlike other knowledge disciplines, it's very broad, and then it's used across all industries. So how do you get started? So to begin with, a technology career or a profession is any professional who has expertise in any technology related discipline and is able to use that expertise to solve specific problems or achieve specific goals. Saying that then brings us to technology career. So which one would best suit a young person or someone beginning? It depends on the discipline of tech you want to get into. So given that it is very broad, I'll just take this opportunity to talk about a few of the popular specialties. So we have specialties in what I would call the primary technology disciplines. So this is software related disciplines, hardware related disciplines. So software and engineering are usually classified together, and then hardware related, and then networking related disciplines, and then data and AI related disciplines. So for me, these form the primary disciplines or specialties in tech. Then afterwards, we have unlimited derivatives. So these are what you have after you take the core technologies out. So something like today we have a role like a product manager. Yeah. We have customer success manager. We have digital, we have social media experts. We have graphic designers. So these are all new disciplines that have come up based on two main drivers. One is from the innovations within the tech industry, like social media came up, so we had to find social media managers.
Yes, exactly.
And then there are also those that come up because the market or the industries needed them to solve specific problems. So for instance, if you take an industry like media houses, media houses now have to do a lot of content to promote news items.
Yes.
So now we now have to have a lot of content creators,
yes,
who are also technology professionals, but they are not your software engineer,
yes,
or your artificial intelligence experts or your networking experts. So these are all derivatives that come up. So when we are looking at career choices for young people or beginners, I would like to call them beginners, because anyone can become a tech professional, whether it was your first degree you did or you never did anything in tech, or you are now in secondary school going into a university, you are a beginner. And to begin, it is to first understand which of the specialization areas is of interest to you
as an individual,
and then we can take it up from there. And deciding on the specialization areas is usually, I like to look at it from two perspectives. One is from your place of strength. Two is from your place of market advantage. So when I say
where the money is,
exactly. So it's either where the money is or where the interest is, and both of them are very good places to get started. So for parents or guardians who are looking to help their wards get into tech, usually I would advise is to look at where the strengths of the child is, and also look at understand the various areas of specializations that exist in the tech space.
Thank you for that. I just want to ask this question. So people, you spoke about the market advantage. So for someone, this is where the money is. I just want to go ahead and take a career in tech. So it's not got to do with any interest or anything for such a person. It's just because of the money. As a parent or as a guardian, how do they play the role in just navigating this? Because if the child doesn't really have any interest, how do you even get them into that position? Is it just because you want them to make money? How do they just go about this?
That's a bit tricky, because technology is also performance driven.
Yes.
Unlike in some places, you can go through without demonstrating results, but technology is one of the few industries that you always have to demonstrate outcomes. Performance is very key, so you can't just go in if you can't perform. That's the most difficult part, and that's also one of the reasons why I do career guidance. So yes, there's a lot of demand for technology talent, there's a lot of market demand, the conversations relatively are great because a lot of industries are digital, are undergoing digital transformation, so they need the talent. But what matters most is to make sure that whatever options you go for, you can deliver results. So that's most key. So if you choose, let's say, for instance, if your graphics capabilities, your ability to understand shapes, colors, is very weak, I wouldn't advise that you go into any of the graphics related disciplines, or you choose which of them. So for instance, if you take something like graphics programming, it's very different from graphics design. So graphics programming will now require additional mathematics acumen.
Yes.
But maybe the child's mathematics, understanding of mathematics in conceptual mathematics is not very strong. But the person may be very good with design, shapes, colors.
Yeah.
So in that case, you may want to look at where within the chain of graphic options that the child can pursue. Okay, in the same vein too, you may say that today data science and artificial intelligence is in high demand globally, but artificial intelligence and data is also not for everyone. The kind of great observation, analytical skills that is required, ability to identify patterns. Some of these things are things that you will take a while to study if you don't have such an advantage as a place of strength already. So a child may go into those fields and may feel they are poor students, but they are not a poor students because it's not a place of an advantage for them. So when we do career guidance and counseling, we normally take a lot of factors into consideration so that everyone can be a winner at the end of the day.
Definitely. So it's not just about the interest. We'll need to check their strengths, and based on that, we can guide them. All right. So for a young adult or for a teenager who wants to just go this way, have a career in tech, what are some of the courses that we can look at, the option for them to pursue so that they can end up being in any of these disciplines that we've spoken about?
And that's a very good question. Fortunately, for in Ghana, as an instance, almost all the specialities that are in demand now are offered in various educational institutions, from universities to certification programs. You can take any of the courses. So, for instance, I gave an example of data science and data analytics. Yes. A lot of universities and training institutions are providing data science related courses, and because data science is also very broad, we have a data science, data analytics, we have artificial intelligence, we have data visualization. Something like data visualization still takes a lot of strength in graphics. If your ability to perceive graphical representations are not strong, you can be a data scientist, but you are not able to visualize the data in such a manner that executives who need to make quick meanings can understand. You see, so at the end of the day, for me, the reason why and you want to get into tech and where your strengths are should determine the course you pursue. And also for existing professionals who want to go into tech, it has to be from the places of advantage. So for instance, if you're already working at a place and you've seen that at your workplace, they are, because of digital transformation, certain roles are coming up, you may want to make those choices so that you can continue to stay in employment.
Yeah, I think you we'll see, be getting into
that area. Yeah,
exactly. We just want to look at the students for now, then we'll get into those who are already in different career and would like to just branch into tech.
For the fortunately, I think ICT is now compulsory.
Yes.
So everybody gets the first-hand exposure to the world of tech by the time they are at the
university level.
Yeah, before they even get to university level. So by the time you're in secondary school, you should have had a fair exposure to ICT. And that's fortunately should open up your mind as to where in IT or which places should be of interest for you. And then also another thing is to look at your interest in mathematics, because most of the technology related disciplines have a strong leaning on mathematics in the first place. So how good or strong or not so strong you are in mathematics is also a factor to be considered as well.
Definitely, it's a factor to be considered. I mean, when it comes to engineering, it comes to technology, depending on what you are doing, though, I think that there are some different disciplines that maybe may not necessarily play a role, but I would say where you really want to be chopping a lot of money, it would be good to be also good in mathematics when it comes
to
the tech careers that we are talking about. So this, okay, so for a parent, can any parent who is, or maybe a young adult who is in a university, who didn't choose or gain admission into any program like maybe computer science, computer engineering, or because looking at some of the specific courses that we are talking about, it means you must be in a particular program of study for you to end up in the tech career. So can anyone just do any course and then end up just moving into a tech career afterwards?
Yes, fortunately, in tech, I think tech is very embracing of all disciplines.
That's true.
So you can actually go get a certificate, have a degree, or be self-taught, and you still find...
I like the self-taught part. I think it's one of the things we've been talking about this year for our listeners and anyone that we would have to learn something about tech. And it's a good thing that you have just brought it up. Self-taught. There are so many... courses, online programs that you can just take to self teach and learn something. Mm-hmm. Yes, please continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if you didn't get any of the IT related courses in the university, for instance, and you want to still go into tech, you can already take some certification courses if you've identified the area of interest you want to go into, or you can start learning on your own. And one of the advice I'd want to leave is to make sure that the potential jobs you'll be applying for, look at their qualification criteria they use for employment. So, for instance, if they just want demonstrated experience, you may not particularly need a certificate. So you can go on the self-learning route. But if it is a discipline that requires a certificate, a master's, a PhD, then certainly you cannot be looking at the self-taught route. So you can always take on certificate courses, or you can pursue new programs. So I think for me, it is the goal, your final goal, which should determine the options. But at any given point in time, you can always add on a career in tech or a professional certificate in tech.
That's so true. And I think with just what you just mentioned, the professional certificate, I think that's one thing that makes tech a lot embracing, as you said, because you may even be coming from a different background in terms of the program that you studied. But if you're able to teach yourself, you're able to write the exams for some of the certifications, like we have AWS certifications, for instance. Once you have those certifications in place, it is recognized worldwide, globally.
Mm-hmm.
So you can end up even moving into a career like that. So apart from the universities, apart from going into the tertiary schools, you can learn some of these things on your own. If you are even in the university and you are doing a different course, for instance, and you realize that, no, tech is something that you're passionate about, definitely on these free e-learning platforms, you can learn. And who knows, you can just move into that when you are done with school. I remember meeting one guy like that. We all met, and it was an insurance workshop that we had, but mainly with people who were working in the IT departments. And I remember this guy mentioned that he had never stepped into the university. It was just senior high when he was done. YouTube, he just kept learning. And by the time he realized, he was there with us on that particular workshop that we're having. So definitely it is something that we can learn on our own, but in school too, it's available for us to pursue. So how can parents prepare their young adults for a career in tech? Like, what are some of the things they should be doing to assess them? Because we've mentioned the different disciplines. What are some things that, as a guardian, as a Sunday school teacher, as a parent, they can do to assist a young adult or a teenager?
Fortunately for us, access to smart devices is very common in our days. So access to the mobile phone, access to the computer is very common. Unlike in my days, that it wasn't a common thing. So parents can support the tech career dreams of their children, or start engendering such interest by giving them enough exposure to technology devices, because it helps demystify tech at a very early stage for them. The other thing, I know there's a lot of people are concerned about how much technology gadgets children use, but when you have a child who is getting to older ages after 10 years, you can help them develop such interest by getting them very good content to study. But when they keep using their devices, it would build interest in that. And then the other thing to look out for as a parent is to encourage thinking analytical thinking, critical thinking skills, and then problem solving and imagination. And these are very common. The everyday house chores, the daily administrative organization skills children are supposed to do at home, they would all develop these skills because, once again, technology is performance-based. So we are going to be looking at how well you're able to use your mind to solve specific problems.
Yeah.
So if you're creative thinking skills, your analytical thinking skills, your problem solving, your imagination skills are weak, there's not much you can do in the technology place, because it is not a memory driven profession.
Yeah.
That's one of the interesting things about tech. Memory has nothing to do over this, whether you can think on your feet. Even for instance, if you're doing social media marketing and you'll be looking at the products, you'll be looking at your audience, you'll be thinking of how well to keep them engaged. No one will teach you that in school. There's no textbook for reference.
Yes.
In other professions, there's a reference point. So for instance, if you are into, I don't want to mention any profession, but there's always they reference and then they practice. But for our field, we don't reference. We think on our feet. And each day you may be solving a totally new problem. For instance, if you are in customer success, you are doing a lot of engaging with customers to ensure that product is utilized. Each customer's needs is different, and the problem you'll be solving for customers also varies, so you still need ability to work well with people. And these are skills that are not typically taught in the classroom, but parents can help their children by encouraging them to do activities that develop the mental faculties needed for the technology profession.
So it starts by allowing the children to develop their mental faculties, as you are saying. And then from a tender age too, because they are on the phones, they are on the tablets. But then what are we letting them use these gadgets for? It would be good to have some kind of coding games and things that they can start learning and developing themselves based on that.
Very true.
This evening we are having a conversation on navigating tech careers, a modern parent's guide. We want to hear from you. Maybe you have a question. You can send us your question to the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. We will be opening the phone lines so that you can also call and send your message, or you let us know if you have any questions. The number to call is 0302216541. 0302216541. I've had with me in the studio Miss Winifred Cutting, and we have been discussing navigating tech careers, a modern parent's guide. So one of the things that we touched on when we're discussing this, we looked at it from young adults or teenagers before they even get into the university. I know as we were discussing this, you just brought something up about if someone is already even working and they are looking at moving into a tech career, what are some of the things that they can consider and then they can do. But before we get into that, we will just take a quick break. When we are back, we would continue with the conversation. Back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breachum. Tonight we've been having a conversation on navigating tech careers, a modern parent's guide. If you're a Sunday school teacher, or you're a senior brother or a senior cousin, you just happen to have young adults or teenagers that you can guide in choosing a career, this topic and discussion is for you. I've had with me in the studio Miss Winifred Cutting, and we have been just delving into this. We looked at four primary disciplines of tech careers. We explained what a tech career is. And just before the break, we were asking about someone who happens to be in a different field and would like to move into a tech-related career, what they can do. But before we just continue with that, our phone lines are opened. You can call and ask your question, navigating tech careers. if you're a parent or you are in the position of making a choice for someone and you want to find out something, you can just call us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. You can also send us a WhatsApp message with your question on the number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. So first, we'll just want to break down the four primary disciplines. Then right after that, we would look at people who are working in different fields and may want to move into the tech career.
Okay. So I think I'll start with hardware. Okay. Because hardware we see is the first thing we see. So hardware has to do with any of the physical accessories of technology. And usually, experts in hardware are engineers. So they build the functional pieces, metal, plastic.
We're talking about the laptops, the desktops,
the mobile phones, the networking cables, all of those things. So those are the hardware related fields. And then the software is the applications or the apps that sits on the hardware. But software is one of the biggest field in tech, because within software we have so many different roles in software. So we have something like UI UX engineers, we have front end developers. Yes. So when I was younger, it was all programmers, but yes, today it's been so subdivided. So we have front end, back end, full stack, yes, UI UX, depending on we have DevOps. So depending on where you work within software engineering, DevOps, for instance, is preparing your servers and your application, your hardware, so that it would be able to receive the software function. Yes, the application that will sit on it and function very well. So these are some of the disciplines within software. And then we have networking and cybersecurity. Nowadays, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because networking has to do with connectivity, two PCs or two computers being able to connect and speak with each other. That's why today we can be online with people in the US, because everything has been networked. And because everything has also been networked, we also have to provide security on top of the network.
Yes.
Then cybersecurity as a discipline comes in, where we look at security, the protocols for engaging and exchanging, I almost said packets, communications. So that has to do with the networking side. And then the most recent one is data and artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
So after we started building a lot of software, we had to digitize experiences. So digitalization happened, and digital birth data. So digital now gave us a lot of data, and based on our ability to analyze that data and manage it, then new disciplines in data analytics, data visualization came up. And then we now have artificial intelligence, which is now learning from the data and then performing specific tasks like human beings would perform. So we now have artificial intelligence related disciplines as well. So typically these are some of the broad areas, but like I mentioned, we still have so many others which I would call derivatives. So something like data collectors, video editing,
yeah,
sound engineers, there are Internet of Things specialists, there's blockchain, there are so many things I speak about, and they will not form the typical primary technology related disciplines, but they are those that are growing astronomically daily.
Yes.
In fact, sometimes you find job advertised and you'll be wondering what specifically would this person be doing. But like I said, they are market driven.
Yeah.
So if an industry or a company has a need, they would find a role that should, a task that must be done, and they define it, a role for that.
Thank you for that. So for someone listening, we have spoken about the different disciplines. We've given examples, the front-end engineers, the back-end. We've spoken about UX, UI designers. the person is not in any tech related field right now. They are doing something completely different. For such a person, they want to move into tech. Do they need to go to school? I don't think it may really be the case. Maybe self-teaching themselves. But what can such a person do?
I would say, let's start from where you are.
Okay.
So where are you now and where do you want to get to? Okay, so for instance, if you already are a professional, an existing professional in an industry, you have something we call domain expertise. So every industry, by virtue of the tasks you do or the work you do in the industry, you learn, you pick up specialties and expertise which are relevant for that industry. When that industry starts using technology, they start having digital transformation of their operations or their products or their services, you realize that those existing expertise do not particularly go away. You add technology to them. So for instance, if you were in banking already,
yes,
we had banking initially. Now we have fintech,
mm-hmm,
which is digital financial services.
Yes.
And these are financial services that are built on top of banking expertise. So if you want, if assuming you are already working in a bank and you want to gain expertise in technology, because in banking the progression has been fintech for core banking services, you may be thinking of, okay, what can I do in a fintech related discipline,
yeah,
so that I can still stay within this industry. But if your option is to move to a totally new industry, then you need to now pick up the technology skills which are required in that, for that industry. And then some specialties cut across all industries, like data related roles. Almost every organization now has data scientists as employees. They are looking for data scientists to analyze their data. They are looking for digital experts to either create products or transform services. And then if you take something like social media marketing, almost every company now has social media experts,
yeah,
as part of their business. So it depends on the goal. If the goal is to still stay within your industry, then you'll be looking at which technology careers are relevant for your industry, or how is your industry progressing with technology trends. Then you'll be able to align properly and choose a course, either self-taught or certificate, or any of the options we had mentioned earlier. And then also based on your advantage in terms of your strengths, because maybe data scientists are required at your workplace, but you don't have what it takes to go into data with ease. You know, with will, everything is possible.
The strength plays a role here.
Very, very
much. It's not just about your interests. The strength also plays a role.
And what you are willing to invest to make it.
Okay. We have a question. Good evening, my name is Edward and I'm texting from Bema Camp. Okay, Edward, you touched on the importance of getting our world's telecommunication devices, which I agree with. However, we will battle the issue of them getting addicted to the social media platforms and also availability of pornographic content. Can you advise us on how we can prevent them from logging onto these platforms, like how we can set child locks on our television sets? Okay, so with this, we had a program that we touched on the different types of tools that are available to be used for, especially parents. You can have access to it to be seeing what's happening on your world's devices. So yes, it's good to have these gadgets for them, but then you can put some locks on it. I think what we'll do is we'll just send the link to you where we had those discussions, and then you can just pick that up from there. All right, we have another question. If a younger brother who has shown interest in an IT career, that software, is still in the senior high school, is it advisable to enroll him in a practical training program before they enter the university so that they get a head start? And what is your advice on which practical IT institution, if you can? Will you take that?
Okay. So in terms of
this is from David.
David. Okay, thanks David. So in terms of providing a head start, I think that's a very good idea. Anything which gives them enough exposure to a programming language and the fundamentals of software engineering, that would be great. So typically the universities would provide a comprehensive curriculum which would take care of all the software engineering requirements, including languages, programming languages. So you learn software engineering, you also learn the programming languages. However, in terms of a institution, unfortunately I'm not able to make a recommendation, but what we want to know is there are two major parts when it comes to being a software engineer: understanding the fundamentals of software engineering, understanding a software lifecycle development, and then also the programming languages. That could help the younger brother to get his head start. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, David. I hope that answers your question. Before we get into the end of the conversation, we would quickly take the quick tech fixes. We'll continue this conversation right afterwards. Stay with us. Just before we went on the break, we had some questions from you and we have answered them. And I just want to touch on this before we wrap everything up. So how important is mentorship in a young person's tech career path? We've spoken about parents. You even mentioned that you were a coach. So we'd just like to, how important is mentorship or coaching when it comes to choosing careers in tech?
I think the biggest advantage of mentorship and coaching is that it helps you with clarity. It helps the person who wants to get into tech understand the various opportunities there. It helps you gain clarity so that you can confidently pursue a choice and stay on and complete it. And then it also helps you not to waste your time and your money investing in opportunities that are not aligned to where you want to get to.
Interesting. Yes,
yeah. And then I think to add to that, one of the things we have is the technology career coaching book.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, to make such choices, like you said, you needed to know someone personally. Mm-hmm. In my case, my parents also had to know someone personally. But what happens when your parents or your guardians do not have someone? Fortunately, I have this book,
okay,
the ultimate, the ultimate beginner's guide to technology careers, and it's a book that provides technology career mentorship guidance to help beginners make the best decisions when it comes to the world of tech, and it's readily available at I don't know if I can mention that.
Yes, you can.
At EPP Bookshop at Legon, and then you can also reach us on 0246145538 0246145538, and then we can get you access to the book, or reach out to me on social media, Winifred Cotin, and I would be able to support you.
Okay, thank you for that. So because we've touched a bit on how important it is for mentorship, I just want us to touch on how young people can find mentors that will just give them the right direction during their career path. I know there are times that people can reach out to you on LinkedIn, but that's if they have personal contact with you. They can reach out to you on WhatsApp, for instance. But how can young people, someone who probably listen to us and they want to get in touch with anyone who is already doing this, or they want to get a mentor, what can they do?
Interestingly, in our society we don't have set up mentorship, but sometimes you are fortunate enough to know a professional who has a lot of depth and expertise and can provide guidance. Some universities also have career guidance and mentorship as part of their setup, so that could also be a resource. So a career guidance in the university or in the school would be a good resource. Or you can just also get access to the book and you can read it. The parents can read it. It's a very simple to read book. The parents can read it and use it to provide career guidance to their child.
Okay. So I think one of the things that we discussed on the show just a few weeks ago was the use of LinkedIn. And I think it's one of the ways too, because now a lot of people are on LinkedIn, even if you are a student before you end up working or becoming a professional. It's one of the things that you can use. So on LinkedIn, you can sometimes reach out to the people that you are looking at becoming, if it's a product manager, if it's front-end engineer, whatever it is, at least you can search for such people too and then link up with them and tell them if you could be of assistance to me. And I'm sure definitely that is going to happen. Thank you so much, Miss Winifred Cotin. It's been your girl, Adobia Brichum, coming your way this evening. We have looked at navigating tech careers. Any final words, just in 30 seconds before?
Yes, I think the demand for technology talent is only going to increase. So I recently saw a report from a World Economic Forum, and they said there was going to be as much as 100 million jobs in the next 5 years in the tech space alone. A lot of it is driven by artificial intelligence anyway. So I would strongly recommend and encourage people to look at technology careers and get into the space as well.
We would definitely recommend that for you, and especially because we've touched on it so much this year. Tech is something that you should be looking out for. It's been your girl, Adobia Brichum. As I mentioned earlier, yesterday was my mom's birthday. So Mrs. Elizabeth Akresi, belated birthday wishes. And to you, my cousin, who has really played a pivotal role in my career, choosing tech in the first place. So Samuel Boama Dankwa, your birthday was on Saturday. Happy birthday to you. And Gideon Omariba, yours is tomorrow. Happy birthday to you too. It's been your girl, Adobia Brichum. God willing, next week, we will be back with Geek Squad. Up next is football
Champions
League. All right.